Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust, so you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another. The date today is the 6th of October 2009 and the time is 10:15 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name's Anand Mazir, I'm 24 years old and I'm from East London.
And how are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Can I ask, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, one of my friends suggested that we should all apply and sent a big email around. But at the end of the day, it was only me and this friend who actually ended up applying. And I only really applied because I didn't think I'd get a chance. And if I did get on it, then I'd have something that would be memorable for the rest of my life and that I'd have recorded and in a archive on the internet forever. So that was the biggest reason why I wanted to apply.
And when you found out that you had got a place, what happened then for you?
Well, I had to decide what I wanted to do, which took quite a few iterations for me to finally decide on my eventual thing.
And how did you decide to spend your hour?
Well, I decided to write a big long list of everything that I learnt since I was born and say them through a megaphone so that it could be immortalised on the internet forever.
And why did you decide to do this?
Well, I figure if the worst were to happen, and if I wasn't going to live long enough to have children, or I wasn't going to have children, then at least some part of something that I've learnt can be passed on to any future generations that happen to stumble across a random internet video of some guy standing on a plinth for an hour with a megaphone.
And how are you feeling about doing this now that you're here?
Quite nervous, a little bit worried about the rain, typical Britain, but pretty confident, feeling quite up for it.
And have you already written the list?
I have, yeah. It's 123 items long, which is surprisingly short for 24 years worth of living and learning.
What was that like to write that list?
Well, I started off with a big flurry and wrote sort of like 25 things straight off the bat, but then it kind of waned after I realised all the really juicy things had already gone, and I was sort of struggling to pick up new bits of information. So I sort of started asking friends and family if they could offer some nuggets of advice, and so I wrote some of them down and eventually got to 123, sorry.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Yep, I was born in Guyana in South America, but I only stayed there for 9 months, and then I moved with my parents to Birmingham. But I grew up in Wales, in Newport, in a little village just on the outskirts, which was quite hilly and grassy, and lots of sheep. And then I went to university in London, which obviously massive city, which was quite a big change. But I love it here now.
What did you study at university?
I did physics at Imperial College, which I thoroughly enjoy. I love physics at the time, although I didn't want to do it for the rest of my life, so I decided to stop after 3 years and go into the world of work. So now I'm a pricing analyst. Very exciting.
What's a pricing analyst?
I work for De Beers, which is a diamond company. They mine diamonds, so I price they're diamonds, basically. I don't actually value them. I don't look at them and say, this one's a really good one. I just say, given that it's a really good one, how much should it be worth relative to the less good ones? And I make sure it ends up profitable for the company. So I use a lot of statistics, maths, spreadsheets, all that kind of thing, which is, for me anyway, is very exciting.
And you're from Guyana originally. Have you been back there since?
I have. The last time I went back, I think I was 16, so that'd be, 8 years ago. But I'm going back again in a few weeks, actually, to see family there, which I'm quite looking forward to, because obviously I haven't been there in a while. It's quite a third world country, really, but it's a lovely place. Tropical weather, beautiful. It rains every day, so it feels a lot like home in that respect.
And you've lived in quite a few different places. Do you think that's sort of affected who you are as a person?
Well, most of my life I've lived in Wales, but yeah, I think having several different backgrounds to claim. When I'm in London, I tell people that I'm from Wales, and when I'm in Wales, I tell people I'm from Guyana, and when I'm in Guyana, I tell people I'm from London. So being able to claim so many different backgrounds is quite it means I can talk about a lot of things, and I know a lot more things than normal people who have just grown up in one place and live in one place all their lives, or maybe grow up in one place, go to uni in another place, etc. So I feel privileged in that regard.
What are your passions in life?
Maths. I really like maths and physics and science. That's about it.
And what experiences do you think have really shaped you into the person you are today?
I think the same experiences as shape everyone else, growing up and going to school, parents, family, teachers, university, that sort of thing. I think it's the same old story for everyone, really.
And what's important for you at the moment in your life?
At the moment, I think at my age, having left university and started on a career, to explore other things. So having done the education bit and having got a decent job now, doing the other bits like learning about arts, learning about things that I missed out on in school, like reading books, things like that. Having done science all my life, doing all the other things, and I suppose that's one reason why this project appealed to me, because it was more artistic than scientific. So doing different things to what I've done in the past.
And how do you feel about standing on the plinth now that you're here? What sort of experience are you hoping to have?
Well, I've never done anything like this before. I've never stood up in front of anyone or in front of any cameras. So this would be quite a new experience. So I'm hoping to learn a lot from it. And I'm hoping to enjoy it as well.
Who are you doing this for?
Being as it's a list of things I've learned, most of those things I've learned from my parents. So I'd say my parents and my family really are the people that I want to do this for and have decided to do it for.
And what do your friends and family think about you taking part in one another?
I think they're mostly bemused by the whole thing. They're not particularly artistic either, so I'm not sure if they... I think they see it more as an entertainment than an art project, and I think that's a fair way of seeing it. So I think they're quite bemused by the whole thing.
And what were your three words that you chose for your profile?
Can't remember.
How would you describe yourself?
Lazy, mathsy, and unoriginal.
And you're about to go on the plinth today. Is there anything else you'd like to add or to mention about yourself before you do so?
Can I say no? No.
Okay, thank you.